Okay. It's 3 p.m. on August 14th. Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay. It's 3 p.m. on August 14th, 2023. The system is now in open session. No action was taken in closed session. Okay, going back to the regular agenda. In the interest of time, Jessica, unless the board has any questions on the system activity report, are there any questions? So it's an informational item only and no action taken. Next item on the agenda is contract administration. And again, just we're running short on time. So that is item 10A. It is extension of services for the fiscal year 24-25 with Indus Motion?
Indus
Motion. Okay, LLC. Staff is recommending that we extend their services for an additional 1 year. Is there a motion to approve? Second. Okay, motion by Matt, second by Ed. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 10B is contract renewal for fiscal year 24 with Jackson Walker LLP for outside legal counsel services. Staff is recommending that we extend the contract for an additional 2 years. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second. Motion by Matt, second by Rod. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 10C is a contract renewal for fiscal year 24 with Lauterbach and Amen LLP for investment accounting and financial reporting. Staff is recommending that we renew their contract for one additional year. Can I get a motion to approve?
So moved.
Motion by Matt, second by Rod. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 10B is extension of services for fiscal year 24, vintage IT services for cloud services. Staff is recommending that we extend their services contingent on the required certifications. Can I get a motion to that effect? Motion by Ed, second by Matt. Any discussion? Not all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 10E is extension of services for fiscal year 24, again with Vintage IT Services for Vintage Care IT support. Again, staff is recommending we extend their contract contingent on the vendor paying all the required certification status. Can we get a motion to approve?
I'll make that.
Ed, second by Matt. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 10F, contract renewal for fiscal year 23 with Weaver and Tidwell LLP for auditing services. Staff is recommending that we renew their contract for an additional 2 year period. Can we get a motion to that effect?
So moved.
Motion by Matt, second by Nathan. Any discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Item 12.
11.
Let me see. I skipped. Oh, election of board officers. Totally skipped.
Yes.
Skip that one. Okay, I guess the board officers are the chair, the vice chair, and the secretary. So I serve as the chair right now. Jerry serves as the vice chair, and Ed is serving as the secretary. And so I guess we'll open up the floor for nominations. I guess for
I chair. Make the motion that we keep the same officers for the next year.
All three on the same ballot.
Second.
Okay. No other nominations, I guess, right? Okay, so the motion is to keep the current officers by acclamation. All those in favor signify by aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries.
Congratulations.
Yay. appointment of committee members. Okay, we've got four committees. We've got administration, actuarial, which is myself and Ed. We've got the investment committee, which is Brian Smith, Stephanie Wagner, and Jared Romero. We've got the Rules Committee, which is Rodney, Nathan, and Matt. And then we've got the Legislative Committee, which is Ed, Nathan, and Rodney. Is everybody okay with their
committees? I have...
Well, Brian...
Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. In a previous edition, you added another committee, the IT Committee.
Yes.
Which I thought was a good idea, because how important it is to the operation of that, and I'd like to make a motion that we form another committee, the IT committee.
We
Okay, there's a, do we need a motion, or is that just an ad hoc?
Something just the chair.
The chair.
Okay, so you got it, yeah. So.
Thanks, guys.
So, okay. So back to your, to the ones, I mean, I'm fine with staying the rules, but I mean, I do think from a distance wise, the legislation, if I come off, I mean, I would recommend Brian, Brad going to that.
Yeah, and then we've had, I believe Stephanie resigned, right? Or she's.
Well, she's still
pending.
We haven't heard.
We haven't heard. Right. Okay.
Right. But because I think that kind of fits right here. And
yeah. If I may, a couple of things. One, I'd like to jump on rules and ledge.
Okay.
I like both of those, and I'm local. Two, I've had conversations with the office staff, and they showed interest in wanting to be on these committees. And I was wondering if we could work on assigning an office staff member, a subject matter expert, to each one of these committees, so they can learn and we can learn from them.
I think that'd be okay. Kind of liaison or whatever from the staff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So, so we want to keep these at three, just so that we don't have a quorum or anything like that. Accidentally end up with a quorum.
If we have a staff member on there, we can still have.
Well, they're not.
I meant three board members.
Yeah, three board members.
Just to stay at a safe distance from quorum. Anybody want to get off?
I'll back off from anything as a farm.
If that's the case, if somebody wants to jump off ledge, I'll jump into that.
I'll jump off the ledge.
Okay.
I'll
just pester the rules folks every once in a while.
Okay, so Brian is going to get on legislative committee. Who's going to do IT committee?
Oh,
pardon me?
IT committee.
I'll do the IT committee.
You said Brian? Brian Smith?
I'm sorry, Brad.
That's another point, though, is you don't have Brian.
Well, yeah, we do.
Yeah, we haven't been to Brian. That's where he needs to be.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so Brad is going to go on to legislative committee. And then on IT committee, Ed, anybody else want to serve on the IT committee? Nathan? Nathan and Brad, y'all want to jump on the IT committee with Ed and Jessica? So those will all do by Zoom. So
okay. What if you want rules and lead, I'll back out of both of them.
Okay,
it's actually lived down the street from Ed.
Should that IT be absorbed into a different committee function?
Do whatever y'all need to do.
And then the other point to that is your administrative committee. Shouldn't Jerry? Hadn't he been?
Yeah, he should be on there. So
yeah.
I'll appoint Jerry. So we can get this straight for the staff. So administrative committee is myself, Jerry, and Ed. Investment committee is Brian, Stephanie, and Jerry. Rules committee is Rodney, Nathan, and Brad. Legislative committee is Ed, Rodney, and Brad. It's Rodney, Brad, and Matt.
Right.
Yeah, there you go. And then IT committee is Ed, Nathan.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be three, does it?
Committee of three.
Oh, do I need to be somewhere else?
Yeah, IT.
Yes. You want to serve on IT? Rules, ledge, and IT?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eight lives close.
Okay, got it. Okay, the next meeting date, we're looking at, what did we say?
7th September?
What was the rec calendar for the next regular quarterly meeting date?
Yeah, we don't have.
Okay. Well, we'll circle back on the next meeting date as soon as we get
out. Are we, I guess the question of that, are we going to stay on a Monday or are we going to move back to a Thursday?
Let's go to
Wednesday or Thursday or whatever.
Thursday,
yeah.
So this is for the committee for committee meeting, or are we talking about?
No, the board meeting.
Because we do have a line agenda for committees. And the reason for that is there's a request for committee meeting schedule. We have a lot of items coming up. We have a GASI report due. We have some rules that are in conversation that the constituents looking for that we assigned to the committee. We have the investments that set up with that is we can get ahead of these projects and schedule. You want to do it before the board meeting? The day before, or do you want to schedule a month out to actually research and schedule tasks?
Do they have to be in person?
They can be Zoom.
They can be Zoom? Because there are committee meetings, as far as the rules, we can.
I think what you need to do, Jessica, is just work, reach out to each committee and work on that.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll throw them an email out. Just let us know what your proposal on the rules and then.
And I'm going to put that in the board.
Okay.
We're going to have a calendar of events for the board.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, and then item 14, personnel matters regarding appointment, employment, compensation, evaluation, assignment of duties, discipline, and or dismissal of the executive director, no action taken. And then,
if I can jump back to 13, who would I submit agenda items to? BD?
Yeah, okay. Submit them. Okay, can I get a motion to adjourn?
So,
second. All those favors in our by?
Aye.
Okay.
Because I'm reading through all this stuff. It's getting really
Yeah, when they talk about